Well, hello again. I'm Zach, and this is Red Rock Mysteries.
I'm Ashley.
And this is my little brother, Bryce.
Hey.
By 57 seconds. It's not much, but it counts.
Our dad.
He died. We've got a stepfather now, and he's really nice.
Sam's not a Christian.
But that's okay. We're praying for him. Mom brought us to Colorado from Illinois. Now we're moving to a new city, Red Rock. This doesn't make sense. This piece has to fit somewhere.
Well, it's pink, so it's gotta be a pig.
Well, thank you, Mr. Obvious.
Ah, brilliance. Brought to you by Bryce. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Two pigs in love by a waterfall. Where did you get this, Catherine?
At a garage sale. Mm. It was only 50 cents.
Small price for swine art.
Listen, I passed up embarrassed hippos at the post office.
I feel the regret.
You know me well, Sam.
I can't tell if my piece is a waterfall or a pig's eye.
Where did Dylan go?
To the bathroom, again. I think he OD'd on the watermelon.
Wait! If I turn it this way... Yes! Mr. Guy Pig is complete.
Good work, Ashley.
Wait. How do you know it's Mr. Guy Pig?
Well, because Miss Girl Pig has longer eyelashes. Mm. And she looks smarter.
Hey!
It's like... life.
Oh.
I feel a metaphor coming on.
No, really. Life is like a jigsaw puzzle.
Sometimes you don't know if you're holding a piece of a waterfall or a piece of a pig.
Close. But, I mean, it's hard to imagine how it all fits together, but piece by piece it somehow does. Sometimes in unexpected ways.
And then you die.
I think I'll check on the burgers.
I'll go with you.
Almost there. ETA 10 minutes to EAT. Bryce? You seem kind of quiet. Something you need to talk about?
Maybe.
Is this about Ashley?
Yeah.
Worried about her?
Yeah.
But you're trying to put on a good face for her.
See, this is why I'm kind of quiet. You've already got it all figured out.
Just like a jigsaw puzzle.
I don't like the pig parts. I'm kind of worried about the EEG.
What's an EEG?
Whoa, Dylan. I didn't see you there, buddy.
Will the EEG eat Ashley?
No. The EEG reads the electrical waves in your brain. Her waves do weird stuff. The doctor's looking for a way to help make her brain better, or else she could pass out any time.
So her brain is electric?
Well...
So they have to plug it in before the EEG eats her?
Sorta.
Nothing like s'mores around a campfire.
Mm-hmm.
Your marshmallow is squishing out.
Ugh, marshmallow guts. I can't bear to look.
Oh, must be Lee and Randy. Oh,
she is so excited about her driver's test.
Yeah, we should warn people to stay off the streets. And, you know, warn their dogs, too. Probably the squirrels.
Bryce, Lee is a good driver.
Mommy, can I camp out with Bryce and Ashley in the tent?
I guess.
Don't worry, Mom. We'll make sure the coyotes don't eat them.
Bryce!
Well, it's time to turn in.
Right behind you.
You kids gonna be all right out here?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
All right, then.
Good night. Love you.
Love you, too.
Night.
Can I go inside now?
Don't worry, Dylan. Coyotes don't really eat little boys.
That's right. They prefer eating smart-aleck teenage boys.
Hey.
Oh, no! Bryce!
Okay, buddy. Time for bed. I'm inside. Want me to tuck you in?
No. I can do it all by myself.
Oh. Well, there you go.
Hey. I've started roasting a marshmallow for you. Here you go.
Thanks.
You know you're doing it wrong. You need to turn it slowly so it's evenly done on all sides.
Ashley, you may not know this, but I'm actually a celebrated marshmallow chef.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Then why is your marshmallow on fire?
What? Oh! Ah, perfection.
Bryce, it's burnt.
Au contraire. This is Chef Bryce's famous blackened Cajun marshmallow flambé.
Whoa. Well, you've got the flambé part down.
Oh, whoa, look at that flame up. Now that would make a really cool effect for a movie.
You're trying to distract me, aren't you?
How am I doing?
Thanks.
How are you doing?
Okay, I guess. Not really. I've never been this nervous about my EEG. Dr. Alex says we're gonna have to try something different, whatever that means. He's really concerned.
You'll be okay.
Thanks, but... Bryce?
What?
Somebody's coming up the road.
Huh. Nobody ever comes up here this late. Unless they're lost or joyriding.
Isn't that Randy's truck?
Hard to tell.
Bryce? What are they doing?
I don't know, but it's not good.
What was that?
I'm gonna get their license plate number. Stay here.
Bryce! Come back! Are you all right?
I was so close.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Just a cherry bomb. I almost got their license plate.
Could you see who it was?
A couple of faces. Couldn't tell who.
We should get Sam.
Got your flashlight?
Here.
Thanks. Well, a couple of broken bottles. Oh no.
Our mailbox.
What's left of it?
Mom worked so hard on that, with all the flowers and everything. Why would they do that?
They call it mailbox baseball.
What?
Guys ride around with a baseball bat and attack innocent mailboxes. It's stupid.
Aw, it was like a member of our family.
Our faithful mailbox. May it rest in pieces. We need to give it a proper burial.
Bryce, look.
Huh.
They bashed every mailbox on our street.
Ugh. Let's wake up Sam and call the police.
Well, camping out in the living room isn't quite as fun as outside.
Five. Oh, you're on Park Place.
Thanks for staying up with me. I know it's a pain.
Not really. Anything to help you with your EEG.
That's sweet.
Mm-hmm. Gotta make you nice and sleepy. And I know it's hard for you to adjust your sleep schedule. Wait, you're not gonna buy Park Place?
Not in the mood.
And you always get the little dog.
Yeah?
You've got the shoe. You never get the shoe. Are you okay?
I'm just thinking.
About?
About my first seizure.
What do you remember?
Dad found me in the closet. I was just staring at the ceiling. I knew my name, but that was about it. I couldn't remember you, or Mom's name, or our phone number.
They never told me.
It was the scariest night of my life. And the scariest part? It could happen again, without any warning. I mean, all my friends at Sunday school are praying for me. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. If God's really in charge of everything, why do things like this happen? Like, why do I have to go through this? And why did Dad have to die? You know? Bryce? God, I don't understand what you're doing, but please... Please help my brain to do what it's supposed to do.
Here you are, Dr. Alec.
Thank you, Margie.
Is something wrong?
I wish I could give you better news.
What is it?
The last few EEGs show the discharges in the brain are getting worse.
So
we try different medication. It's not an exact science. Different people respond differently to the medication.
Am I going to be this way for the rest of my life?
I still have hope that we can beat this.
Duncan!
Whoa! Are you okay?
No, I'm starving. I forgot my lunch money. Look at me, I'm wasting away right before your very eyes.
Wow.
Do you have any?
No.
But...
I just spent my last few bucks on bubblegum.
You spent it on bubblegum? While your friend is starving to death?
Hey, I had no idea.
This leaves me no alternative, but...
No! Don't do it, Bryce!
I have to. I have to face the lunch lady.
Bryce, there's a reason they call it the end of the line.
She can't be that bad.
That's your stomach speaking. Your brain is telling you, stop! Don't be an idiot!
I choose to believe she's human.
You're way too kind. I've heard she lives in this old house with tons of cats. And when she runs out of food, she eats one.
Speaking of hungry...
Bryce, you're about to plunge into uncharted waters. The Bermuda Triangle of the lunchroom.
Don't worry, Duncan. I'm sure under that crusty, mean-spirited, terrifying exterior beats the heart of a lady who's actually...
Who's actually crusty, mean-spirited, and terrifying?
Oh.
Bryce? Bryce! Oh no, it's too late.
Hi, Mrs. Garcia.
What do you want?
Timberline,
right? Ashley's brother.
Yes.
Let me guess. You forgot your lunch money. You pay me tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
Or else.
Hey, Bryce. How'd school go today?
Okay.
That's quite a summary.
Well, actually, I survived an encounter with the lunch lady.
Ooh. She's not that bad.
Yeah, neither was Attila the Hun. So, how'd it go to the doctor's?
Okay.
Oh, Ashley, before I forget, Mr. Forrester recommended you for a tutoring job after school.
Really?
Yeah, he remembered that you wanted to be a teacher when you got older. And he thought this might be a good opportunity for you.
Cool. Where is it?
Well, it is over in Memorial, but I'll be glad to take you.
Great.
Oh, excuse me. Hello?
Hey, it's Skeeter. Guess what I saw going home on the bus?
I have no idea. A three-hump camel?
A bunch of bashed-up mailboxes.
How many?
Like 15 or so.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Did you want something else?
Well... Kinda, yeah.
Is this about Ashley?
Yeah. I didn't see her today, and I know it can be kind of traumatic to have your mailbox bashed in.
I think she's gonna make it. She just had a doctor's appointment.
Oh no! Is she in the hospital?
No, just had a test done.
A test? Oh no! Will she be alright?
She's fine, okay? You can talk to her yourself. Ashley!
What?
Somebody wants to talk with you.
Who is it?
A friend. Here.
Hello?
Ashley, hello?
Oh, Skeeter. Hi. Bryce, I can't believe you did this to me. Bryce! You're in big trouble! Why did you... What is it?
Take a look, in the back of Randy's truck.
A softball bat. So?
No, look closer. Scratches all over it. And look at the splotches of blue, the same blue as the flowers on our mailbox.
Wait, why would Randy smash his own girlfriend's mailbox? I mean, maybe someone borrowed his truck.
I don't know, but we've got to find out the truth. So that's Randy's brother over there.
At the sixth grade table?
Yep. His name's Derek. I'm thinking he can be helpful in my investigation.
Good idea. Something's wrong.
What do you mean?
Well, lunch lady. She usually reads a book at the cash register.
Yeah?
Look at her. She's just staring off into space.
She's probably thinking, what'll it be tonight? Tabby or Calico?
What?
Nothing.
I think I have an assignment after school today.
What, like English?
No, like the lunch lady.
Are you serious?
She takes out the trash at the end of the day. I'll just show up at the dumpsters and talk to her.
The lunch lady, dark alley, dumpsters. Sounds perfectly safe to me.
She's not a monster, Bryce. Hey, Derek's leaving. You'd better catch him.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Hello? Mrs. Garcia?
What are you doing here?
I was just wondering if you needed help.
I don't need help. Thank you.
So, any plans for the weekend?
Same as usual. Work Saturday and Sunday at my other job. Then it's back here on Monday. Why?
Oh, just wondering. Mrs. Garcia, is something wrong? I mean, I know it's none of my business, but you seemed really down today.
What made you think that?
It just seemed like it.
Today is an anniversary for me. One I'd like to forget.
An anniversary? Of what?
I said I'd like to forget.
Right. Well, have a good weekend, anyway.
So, excited about your new job?
Oh, yeah.
I think you'll make a wonderful tutor.
Thank you. Hey, Mom. Mrs. Wilson is part of your prayer group for the school, right?
Yes.
Well, does she know anything about Mrs. Garcia, our lunch lady? I'm just really concerned about her.
Well, you can call Mrs. Wilson if you want. Use my cell.
Thanks, Mom.
Hey, Randy. Thanks for driving me to your game.
No problem. Derek said he wanted you to come.
Yeah. Thanks, Derek.
Sure.
So, Bryce, you're a Cubs fan, I hear?
Well, yeah.
You think they'll make it to the World Series in our lifetime?
Hey, any team can have a bad century.
Yeah.
Can I get you anything from the concession stand?
A snow cone would be great. Thanks, Lee.
Sure.
Catch up with you guys later.
Sure. Have a good game.
Thanks.
So, this looks like a church league.
Yep.
Whoa. A couple of those bellies would make Santa Claus blush. So, does Randy let people borrow his truck?
He doesn't let anybody touch his truck. Except for Lee, of course. He treats this thing better than me, even though it's falling apart.
Oh, I forgot something in the truck. You can go on, I'll catch up.
Okay.
Let's see. Anything in the glove compartment? Anything that could... Oh, no.
Hi, Mrs. Wilson. I'm calling about Mrs. Garcia, our lunch lady. Do you know her?
Well, I've heard a lot about her. Some kids skip lunch just to avoid her. Why are you asking?
I was just concerned about her.
Well, she moves around quite a bit. This is her third school in 3 years, and she works a lot. I run into her at the Black Bear Bakery on weekends.
Hey, Ashley.
You can come in. So, how's the game?
Randy's team won, and I think I scored too. I checked Randy's glove compartment.
You did what?
I saw a video with a label on it.
Wow. Sounds really scary.
It was smudged, but I could definitely make out the first couple letters. M-A, and the last letter, X.
Well, that is one scary label.
Now, don't you get it? Mailbox! They're making a video of smashing mailboxes.
Are you sure?
Well, I don't know for sure, but if we don't find any more clues, we'll have to grab that video.
Wait, we'll have to grab it?
Look, Randy could be in big trouble. I found out a mailbox is actually considered government property. That means when you destroy a mailbox, it's a federal offense.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, I've got an investigation of my own.
Mm-hmm.
So I went through the yearbook, and right here is Mrs. Garcia's first name, Renee.
Mm. And you told me she mentioned something about an anniversary, right?
Yeah. I figured if it's personal, like a guy leaving her, she'll never tell me. But if it was a car accident or some kind of tragedy like that, it might have been online in the Gazette.
And?
Well, nothing yet. But I'm gonna try something first thing tomorrow.
Welcome to Black Bear Bakery.
I love the smell of this place.
Smells are free. Donuts cost ya.
May I have the chocolate-covered glazed one right there?
Right. You would pick the one in the very front.
Sorry. Is Mrs. Garcia here?
Nope. Went home early. Wasn't feeling well.
Oh.
Come here, you little runt. Ooh, gotcha. There, your donut.
Thank you. Wow, a donut is like the circle of life.
It's more like yeast and sugar cooked in lard.
Here you go. Thank you.
All right, then.
Bye now.
Yep, so long. Hey, you.
Yes?
Tell me. What do you want with Renee?
Oh, well, she works at my school, and I'm just... Well, I'm kind of worried about her. She said something about yesterday being the anniversary of something... Something she didn't want to talk about.
Yeah.
Do you know something?
The fire.
Fire?
It happened years ago, before she moved to Red Rock. Look, I need to go. If Renee wanted you to know, she would have told you herself. Gotta go.
If you don't mind, where did she live before?
Pueblo.
Was there a...
Hey, I told you too much already.
Strange. Very strange.
Yeah, it sure is strange. So what's up with Mrs. Garcia? And what's this have to do with a fire? Well, the answers may surprise you. Find out more next week. In the meantime, Ashley asked an important question. If God's really in charge of everything, then why do bad things happen? We'll discover more as we go along, but for now, here's something to think about. God gives us a choice to follow Him or not. And when you follow Him, He blesses you. But when you turn from Him, bad things happen. That's called sin. And your sin doesn't just hurt you, it hurts the people around you too. Romans chapter 6 verse 23 says that the payment for sin is death. But here's the good news. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Today's episode, Missing Pieces Part 1, is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries. Today's show was adapted by John Fornoff and directed by Steve Odell. Post-production by Todd Busteed with music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Terry Ritchie, and I'm Zach. There's more Red Rock Mysteries next time. Don't miss out.